Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. He has no beginning to his existence and no ending. I humbly ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his kind al, family and companions. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us steadfast on al-Islam and to protect us from ridda. Ridda, apostasy, one definition of it is interrupting Islam by a blasphemous saying, action, or belief. It is obligatory upon every Muslim who is accountable to preserve one's faith in Islam and protect it against whatever invalidates, abolishes, and interrupts it, namely apostasy, ridda. We seek refuge with Allah Ta'ala from it. Because blasphemy is the most grievous sin, and it is the sin that Allah does not forgive for the one who dies on it, and He forgives whatever is less than that for whomever He wills. The meaning of what Hafiz Yahya ibn Sharaf al-Nawawi, who died in the year 676 after the Hijrah, and others said is, apostasy is the most abhorrent type of blasphemy. That is, the ugliest type of blasphemy in the sense that it erases all the good deeds and that it is a transfer from truth to falsehood. But not in the sense that it is the worst blasphemy in all situations. In this age, it has become common for the ignorant people to speak carelessly to the extent that some people utter blasphemous words which turn them out of Islam, without them even deeming such blasphemous words sinful, even though they are blasphemous. So they think that they are still Muslims. This is asserted by the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person may utter a blasphemous word that one thinks harmless, which results in one's falling the depth of 70 years into hellfire. This falling distance of 70 years leads to the bottom of hellfire, where only blasphemers will reside. This hadith was related by At-Tirmidhi in his Jami', who classified it as a Hasan hadith. Al-Bukhari and Muslim related a hadith with a similar meaning. The wording goes as follows. A person may say a word that he does not take heed of, by which he slips into hellfire farther than what is between the east and west. The hadith of At-Tirmidhi explains this hadith. This hadith is an evidence that it is not a condition for a person to fall into blasphemy that one must have learned the judgment of the uttered blasphemous words, because the Prophet passed a ruling on the one who said the blasphemous word with torture at the bottom of hellfire, while not knowing the judgment, because he does not deem it harmful as mentioned in the hadith. Hence, it is known that whoever says blasphemous words while understanding their meanings blasphemes, whether or not one knows that one's words are blasphemous, nor is it a condition to fall into blasphemy that one must have liked or believed their meaning. Whoever says blasphemous words intentionally blasphemes, even if one does not believe the meaning of the words one said. Like if someone says, O Son of God, while not believing that God has a son. The Egyptian Sayyid Sabiq went against what was mentioned, as he falsely stated in the book he called Fiqh al-Sunnah, that the Muslim is not considered out of Islam and is not judged with apostasy except if he feels delighted with blasphemy and his heart is reassured about it, and he actually embraces a religion other than Islam. It is enough in refuting him to quote the aforementioned hadith by At-Tirmidhi. Likewise, it is not a condition for one to fall into blasphemy that one is not angry, because anger is not an excuse for one to escape the judgment of falling into blasphemy. Concerning this matter, Imam An-Nawawi said, "If a man was angry with his child or young slave and hit him severely, then another person asked him, 'How could you do this sinful, severe beating? Aren't you a Muslim?' And to that, his deliberate answer, that is, that was not a slip of the tongue, was, 'No, I'm not a Muslim.' He blasphemed because he said the blasphemous word willfully. This judgment that absence of anger is not a condition for one to fall into blasphemy was said by Hanafi scholars as well as others. An-Nawawi and other scholars of the four schools, madhabs, classified apostasy into three categories: apostate beliefs in the heart, apostate actions by the different parts of the body, and apostate sayings by the tongue. Each category of apostasy is divided into many subdivisions. I ask Allah to protect me and you from blasphemy, from ridda, and to keep us steadfast on al-Islam, believing in Allah and His messengers until our last breath. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and Allah Ta'ala knows best."